an heir upon whose shoulders dominion will rest. They'll name this one Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Savior Forever, Ruler of Peace. This dominion and this peace will grow without end on David's judgment seat and over David's realm, confirmed and sustained with judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of our God of hosts will do this, the word of God.
Thanks.
My brother Joe and I will sing through the responsorial psalm once and then invite you to sing along. Today our Savior is born. Today our Savior is born. This is the day. This is the day Christ, our Savior, is born. Today our Savior is born. Sing to our God a joyful song. Everyone bless God's name. Tell of God's wondrous deeds. Sing to our Savior is born. Rejoice, let every ocean grow, every forest and every tree, song and cry out with joy, for God has come. Come to the earth. The world with love, righteousness, and truth. Today our Savior is born. Today our Savior is born. This is the day. This is the day. Christ our Savior is born.
Those involved in the narration would please come forward, and those who are being characters, if they would go to the back, please.
Mary. My name is Mary. I am a teenager. Several months ago, something woke me up in the night. At first, I was scared. It was something bright with light. It was an angel. The angel told me I was going to have a special baby. The angel even told me what to name the baby. I was still scared until the angel told me not to be afraid. The angel said that this is part of God's special plan. I said yes. I will be the best mother I can be to Jesus and ponder everything in my heart.
My name is Joseph. I am betrothed to Mary. I was upset when Mary told me she was going to have a baby. But then God came to me in a special dream and told me that everything was going to be okay and that there was a special plan. I was told to take care, good care, of Mary and the baby Jesus who she was carrying. I woke up with yes on my heart. It was an honor and a big responsibility to do this, but God will guide me.
I am the innkeeper. We are so busy because everyone was coming to Bethlehem for the census. We had people sleeping everywhere. I heard a knock late at night, and there was a man whose wife was about to have a baby. We had no rooms left, so I said yes by offering our stable, where it was warm and dry and comfortable with fresh straw to rest and animals for company.
Jesus, born of Mary and Son of God, was born a baby just like you, except he had straw for a bed.
I am one of the shepherds. Our main job is to take care of sheep. We watch them during the day and make sure they have plenty of grass to eat. We protect them during the dark nights, but one night everything was bright, and the angels announced that there was a very special baby in Bethlehem. We, poor shepherds, were invited first to go say hello, and we said yes.
I'm one of the multitude of angels, and God asked us to visit the shepherds in the fields and tell them that a special baby was born. We said yes. We sang in beautiful harmony, praising God. We guided the shepherds as they ran quickly to find the manger to praise the birth of this new baby.
For those who are able, please stand. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in the record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the beginning of the story of Jesus. We are all part of the story, a story of great love, a story of humility. Jesus grew up and ran and played and was strong with Joseph. He learned love and obedience from his mother, Mary. Jesus came to earth to show the true face of God. The face of love, the face of mercy, the face of compassion, the face of justice, the face of peace. Jesus came to bring light and to show everyone the way to love. Jesus, the Son of God, was made in our image, wore our skin, and shared our human life. Jesus welcomed and loved everyone. Jesus asks us to bring light and love to our neighbors like he did. Jesus was a bright star and invites each of you to shine too. Give your presence to the world. Say yes. That is the best Christmas present.
If all of you could gather for one picture, you could just stand all over there together. If someone could take a picture, please. Someone, anyone. There you go. Hang in there.
Here.
There you go.
That's a nice neighbor.
It is a nice
neighbor. It's a pretty nice microphone. That's fine, too.
One picture?
We can do one more. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. So let's give a hand to the people who helped tell this story.
I just have a word for you or two because the story tells the story, right? So I'd like to ask you to think about the name Jesus and what the last two letters are. Us, right? So when we look at this story, there are many people in this story and those who came before who chose us. To be vulnerable, Jesus chose us to move from godliness, to move into humankind, where God's lived all along, and to show us that God is in us and all creation. All the animals that were part of the stable, all the sheep in the fields, all of the characters of this story are part of us. So Mary was a vulnerable teenager. An angel came and there was a vision with a message, and she was invited to become an unwed mother. And even in her culture, that was not a happy place. And she said yes, and she chose us. Joseph finding out in a dream Mary's pregnant, the ramifications in that culture. And he was most vulnerable, and he said yes and chose us. The innkeeper was slammed and jammed to the rooftop, and yet moved with compassion to offer this stable. She could have slammed the door and said no. She moved toward them, not away from them, and said yes, and sent them to the stable. The shepherds' yes meant that they left their flocks. That was their livelihood. That was their only sense of security. So to move from their flocks to Bethlehem was a tremendous thing. And they did that in the invitation of the angel. So when we move toward people, when we move toward compassion and toward learning each other's stories, that's what Jesus showed us in coming to be in our image. Jesus came to be in our image. When we decide that we're high and mighty and everybody else has to do what we say and we're the best and you're not, that is not the God that Jesus came to show us. Jesus came to show us us. So as we go forward in our Christmas celebrations and we go forward this year with holy moments, any moment that we choose to cooperate with God and to be one, and to be us, is what Jesus came to teach us. So I'm very grateful for all of you that are gathered here, and I'm excited to celebrate this feast that we're about to embark on. So if the kids who are going to be involved in prayer, the faithful would